Good morning. Today is the Feast of Pentecost. Now, just to sit there, today is the end of, after we do evening prayer tonight, it'll be the end of the Easter season. But to give you a little bit of a hint about this, is we are an Easter people. We spend 40 days in Lent and 50 days in Easter. And yet a lot of Catholics are still Lenten people instead of Easter people. And we got to make the transition. And the way the transition comes is by the Holy Spirit. You know, we kind of like the Lent thing. I denied myself. I had to give up this. I had to give up that. But we don't get Easter. But Easter is this time where we let the Spirit take control of us and we become fully alive in God. As St. Augustine, who's that saint over there in the statue with the heart and up there at the heart, said, we are, the Christian is an Easter people and Alleluia is his or her song. We are an Easter people and Alleluia is our cry. So we got to be sitting there thinking, was this Easter a time of Alleluia? And if not, well, he's giving us the way to have that Alleluia experience. And that's through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, 27 years ago, when I was in the seminary, I was a sophomore in college, I was in the rim of the Grand Canyon for Christian Ministries in the National Parks. And I was a minister, ecumenical minister then, and I gave my first homily on Pentecost Sunday on the rim of the canyon, as I've talked about before. And I picked the reading from last night's first reading, which is the vigil readings are different than the days. So I used for the first reading last night's first reading, and today's reading from the Acts I used as the second reading. And I compared and contrasted these. Last night, if you went to Mass, or if you want to read it, it comes and it talks about the Tower of Babel. And in the Tower of Babel, what they say when they're going to build this tower is what? Let us make a name for ourselves. And ever we sit there and come before God to make a name for ourselves, God does not bless us. In fact, he cursed them. In fact, he brought division to the people who decided that what the world is about is to make a name for myself. Then you have the contrast of what happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon the community. When the Spirit comes and acts, they speak one voice and everybody hears them. What the Spirit does is bring unity. What ourselves and sin does is bring disunity. And we talked last week about unity. But we need to do two things. Let's sit there and the question I got to ask you, I guess, today is, are you a person who's fully surrendered to the Spirit of God? Are you a person that lets the Spirit of the living God live through you? Or are you a person who kind of just goes through the motions about going to church? Now again, the Pharisees did everything right. They sat there and they obeyed all 10 commandments, and they obeyed all the commandments of Leviticus. And it says today in the gospel, the ones who are the ones who love me are the ones who obey me. Huh? So you can't sit there and obey yourself and sit there and worship God. But you can keep the commandments and yet have no Spirit of God within you, like the Pharisees. They did everything right, but they were not fully alive. And so the first thing that has to happen to all of us today is repent when we do things for ourselves alone. When I'm in this world to make a name for myself. When I'm in this world or I come to church, and again, the people who come to church or don't come to church. You ask the people who don't go to church every Sunday, why don't you go to church? And what's the number one thing you and I hear all the time? I don't get anything out of it. And these people I sometimes say, come here. Whack! Are you out of your mind, you selfish little pig in you? The only reason you go to church is so you can get something out of it. And if you don't get something out of it, you're not going to church? Well, let's talk about something else to talk about. If you go to God only for yourself, you'll never get anything out of it. Ever. Because you're basically selfish. And so what you got to do is repent. Change your mind. Change your heart, change your life, and say the reason I go to church is to give back to God. And when you and I come to give back, what's God do? He fills us with himself. If you and I only come to Mass to get, we walk out empty. And we think, why do I walk out empty? Because I only came to get. And the thing, it is in giving that we receive. It's not in getting that we get. It's not in sitting there saying, give me, give me, give me, that I get anything. That's not the way God works. That ain't the way he worked on the cross or anything else. It's in giving away that we receive. So the first question I got to ask is, why are you here? Are you here to get the Holy Spirit? Are you here to get what God wants to give you? Are you here to give back to Almighty God? Huh? And we were talking at the other masses. The charismatic movement used to be a humongous movement in the church. It's not so humongous anymore. When I go around and I speak at the charismatic conferences, everywhere I go, and I go to Holy Toledo, and you know, I'll be at Steubenville next weekend, and all the charismatic conferences, most of the people there are over 65. Some are over 70. It's the graying of the charismatic movement. And I think a lot of the things that happened, why it didn't take charge, is because some people, not everybody of course, but some people only came to God about what kind of gift am I going to get. And they got spiritually proud over the gifts. Like when people left our community and go to some of the Protestant churches because they use all the gifts. Well, if the only reason you come to God is to see what gift he's going to give you, again, selfish, you ain't going to get nothing. When you come and say, God, I want to no longer build a name for myself, but what are you and I called to do? Build the kingdom of God. When you and I come and surrender, the reason the Spirit gives anybody any gift is for the building up of the body. The God does not waste gifts on you or me unless he's going to give them to us so we can help others with these gifts. Not one gift you and I have been given has been given to us for ourselves. Again, when I use the gift of priesthood, I cannot forgive myself of my sins. I can't look in the mirror and say, Larry, are you sorry for your sins? And say, oh yes, Father, I'm sorry for my sins. Now I absolve you. I can't forgive myself. I can't sit there and baptize myself. Every gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to me as a priest was given to me for thee, for you. Every gift that you've been given by Almighty God is not been given to you for yourself. It's been given to you to build up the body. And until you repent of, I think God's given me, look at all the gifts God's given me, I make lots of money, I do this, I do that. As long as that's your goal in life, is to build a name for yourself, you will never have peace. Promise. Oh, you might act well in front of other people. You might act like I don't need nothing. But when you're facing yourself in the middle of the night and you wake up and you're lonely, and you're empty, and you're wondering why this is, because you've wasted your gifts on yourself. You and I need to, and we all do this. You know, talk about building a name for himself. When you have, you go to some certain priest's website, and it's fatherlarry.com, and there's a big picture of Father Larry there. Who's he building a name for, I wonder? You got to really watch this stuff, because it's sneaky, huh? All the people told me, this is what you got to do, Father. Really? And that's what I bought into. But whose name are all of us building? Ourselves?